Joe, bring me a napkin too. Let's try this.
You tell him. How's your day at work today? Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask you some questions today.
Have you tested now?
I tested it before, I'm sure.
Okay. I even left you logged on the fire and made it cozy and comfortable.
Couldn't make up her mind. She might take a little square of that, or what would you call that?
Well, it'd be a sample.
Mm-hmm. If you were describing that dress to the woman and you wanted to give her a compliment, you might say that was a kind of dress.
Well, I get called pretty.
Uh-huh. What if one was more so, more pretty, what would you say?
That'd be bad.
Uh-huh. Why do you say, Susie sure had a pretty dress, but this one's even?
Better.
Or if you were in the kitchen and you wanted to put something over your clothes so you didn't get the food and scraps all over you, what would you call that?
A bit apron.
Uh-huh. What would you call this here?
Be a pencil.
Well, if it had ink in it, what would you call it?
Well, it'd be a pen if it had ink. Most pencils are wood because ballpoints are penciled.
Or if you wanted to keep a baby's diaper in place, what would you call that?
Keep a diaper.
Will
you put one on him?
Yeah, how would you keep that in place? Fasten it up.
Or a safety pin.
Or things you buy at the supermarket, little cans. It's made out of what?
Cans?
Yeah.
Would be metal cans?
Yeah, what kind of metal would that be?
They're called tin cans.
Mm-hmm. But if you had a dime, how many cents would that be worth?
It'd be 10 cents.
Mm-hmm. And out in wintertime, when you... when it's cold out, you want to put on something to keep you warm. What would you call that?
Be coats. Mm-hmm. Coats and jackets.
How would you fasten them up?
Well, some are buttoned, some are zippered.
When you say the buttons of a coat, there, on the coat, would you say on the coat or whatever?
Buttons on a coat?
Yeah. Say they're sewed on or whatever.
Oh, sewed?
If you had sometimes in a suit, between the coat and the shirt, there's that little...
Or the vest.
Uh-huh. Any other words you know for that?
No, vest, but over. Mm-hmm. Some of them call it waistcoats, but hardly ever.
Is that an older term?
Yeah.
Who would use that?
The older folk use waistcoats. Just, I believe waistcoat.
Yeah. Talking about suits, that suit, you'd have the coat and the vest to it. What would the third part of that suit be?
Be the pants.
Mm-hmm. Is there a fancier name that you would use for pants?
None of them, just pants.
No other names for pants?
There's some called trousers, some called breeches.
Yeah. What would you wear, though, if you were around the barn working in the shop or something?
Yeah, more like your work clothes. Work clothes could be a variety. It could be old clothes or sometimes overalls. Or just most in the heavy cloth clothes.
If Joe and I were outside and working by the wood pile, you wanted us to get some of that to the fireplace, you'd say, Joe, Steve.
Bring it in?
Uh-huh.
Bring in the wood?
Yeah.